The number of malicious cyber attacks launched from countries like China and Russia and aimed at derailing some of Australia's most important infrastructure systems, it has reached a disturbingly high level just in the last 12 months. And today it has been revealed that Chinese hackers last month came within minutes of shutting down power stations responsible for keeping the lights on in 3 million homes. On late November, so November the 27th, CS Energy, based here in Queensland, was a target of a massive ransomware attack designed to remove 3,500 megawatts of power from the national electricity grid. Now, luckily, the company's corporate and operational systems were separated within an hour of potential catastrophe, so that foiled the attack. The incident, it's highlighted a worrying new trend, with a government report finding ransomware attacks are now happening every 8 minutes. And they left Australia scrambling to protect itself. So to talk us through this and what we're facing, we're joined now by terrorism and security expert from Deakin University, Greg Barton. Greg, great to have you on the show.
Great to be back with you, Scott.
Now, look, this big announcement today about this, well, this apparent, this narrowly avoided attack in November of CS Energy. Were you surprised that these attacks are occurring and are targeting our infrastructure?
Look, unfortunately, Scott, it's not surprising for the reasons you've just been mentioning, that there are attacks every hour, multiple attacks every hour. Some of them we hear about, some of them are a big deal, some of them are successful. We don't know, frankly, how much is paid in ransomware demands. Presumably, like a lot of other cyber scams, a lot of money is made. So part of this is explained by being a lucrative business model. But, you know, part of it seems to be a bit more serious than that in the case of allegedly independent criminal hackers. Apparently, we're told, linked to the Chinese government. There's a sort of separation of plausible deniability between the Chinese government and the hackers. But this suggests some of these attacks, at least, are possibly testing our defences, as well as perhaps at the same time sending a message, just sort of reminding us of the power that they hold and the respect they demand. But that's rather sinister. It's sort of shades of a Cold War. We're not in a Cold War with China at the moment, but every year we seem to be incrementally slipping closer into a Cold War situation. And, you know, the boycotting the diplomatic presence in Winter Olympics is just another sign that things are not normal and not healthy in our relationship.
Now, Greg, let me just talk about the language you use then, because you said apparently or allegedly independent cyber hackers, not necessarily connected to, you know, China. What is your understanding about this? Are these, they may not be directly, you know, employed by China, but are they potentially state-sponsored hackers that are doing this?
Yeah, the short answer is they are potentially state-sponsored hackers where the relationship is ambiguous, and that plausible deniability gives a way of diplomatically saving the day. So if something should go wrong, I mean, it's to say that if the cyber attack was successful and power was shut down to tens of thousands of homes and the Chinese government was challenged, it could say nothing to do with us, this is just criminality, you guys need to take better care of your security. We don't know, really. I mean, when I say we, the public, don't know. We don't know what the data is going through to the News Corp reports. I'm not saying it's not true. It's just I think it's entirely possible that the story we're given is exactly as it is. But we have to acknowledge that we're in the realm of shadowy sort of espionage, counter-espionage, it would appear. And it does make sense for our cyber agencies linked to the government to sometimes drop a lead to the media and sort of clue them up. But it means we're constantly unsure of what's really going on. And, you know, for some of the players, that's exactly the way they like it. As I said, plausible deniability is good for state actors, Chinese Communist Party state actors in this case, perhaps. But there's also, alongside of that dramatic espionage talk, there's just a lot of business of making money from cyber scams, and, you know, ordinary Australians fall victim to that every day. This is more serious, though, because we're talking about critical infrastructure, and we've been warned for years and years that we really have been slack in securing our critical infrastructure, that we don't have good protocols for cybersecurity. human engineering, that's to say, you know, getting onto staff and persuading them to do something is a real weakness. We haven't been investing in the countermeasures. So I suppose, you know, we sort of are responsible for the level of threat we're facing. It's not to let off those attacking us if they're deliberate, but we need to do better at lifting our defences.
Well, very good warning there. Terrorism and security expert Greg Barton, thanks for joining us on 4BC Drive.
Thanks, Scott.